Foothills County has released results of traffic safety survey for the area around 306th Avenue E and 32nd Street E, north of Okotoks. The county received 204 responses to the area transportation study by the June 30th deadline. Respondents answered questions about speed limits, traffic volumes and intersection safety along the corridor, including at the intersections with Highways 2 and 2A at 306th Avenue. The county says the results will be considered by council when future traffic planning decisions are made. Almost half of respondents reported being very concerned about safety at the intersection of 306th Avenue and Highway 2A, and 60% of total respondents support the installation of traffic lights there. Regarding speed limits, more than 70% said the posted speed on 306th Avenue is about right, and 55% said the same for 32nd Street. The survey asks about the development of a multi-use pathway on 32nd Street that would go from 338th Avenue to Okotoks, with 59% of respondents answering they would support it. Intersections with Highway 2 are under provincial jurisdiction, and the junction of 306th Avenue and Highway 2 is one of three intersections along the highway where Alberta Transportation recommends a median closure to improve safety and reduce collisions. The 306th Avenue survey found that over 71% of respondents preferred the median closure over a full closure at that intersection. Almost 25% are in favor of completely closing the intersection. The median closures would allow drivers to enter and exit 306th Avenue from southbound Highway 2. There would be no access from the northbound lanes of the highway. Median closures at 306th Avenue, 338th Avenue and 370th Avenue on Highway 2 were recommended after Alberta Transportation completed safety reviews between 2018 and 2020. In addition, Foothills County and the town of Okotoks have been asking the province for an interchange at the intersection of Highway 2 and 338th Avenue. An information session regarding the interchange is planned for September 2022. Complete survey results can be accessed here.